Agricultural programming is made possible by Stuart Peterson. For over 20 years, Stuart Peterson has helped farmers manage both marketing opportunities and risks through their analysis, advice, and action. Stuart Peterson, confidence like never before. More information is available at www.stuart-peterson.com.
And now it's time for our pre-opening commodity market report. And sitting in for Dave Dickey, here's Tom Rogers.
Good morning, Jay. Good morning, everybody. Cash hog prices in the Midwest today are called fully steady to as much as a dollar per hundredweight higher on continued good packer demand. Several plants reportedly need additional loads for delivery throughout the week. Livestock dealers and market managers said there was good buying interest yesterday afternoon. That's expected to carry over into today. In addition, producers are generally current on marketings. Weights are below a year ago, and the recent heat likely slowed the weight gains. Peoria called steady to higher today, top price of 53. They said there was a heavy rain and wind early this morning that could slow the run to begin the day, but they believe prices will be steady to higher. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for yesterday, August 4th, negotiated swine purchases were 9,406. For the base market hog on 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was 76 even to 83.11. The weighted average was 79.90. That was up 80 cents from Friday. On a live basis, farrows and gilts sold from 47.63 to 65.94. The weighted average was 62.32. In the West, negotiated swine purchases were 15,159. The base price range was 70.50 to 85 even. The weighted average was 82.54. That was up $1.68 from last Friday. On a live basis, barrows and gilts sold from 56.06 to 66 even. The weighted average was 64.47.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Well, the commodity markets took it on the chin last night in overnight trade. We'll get you those numbers, and we'll get a pre-opening call coming up. That's coming up from Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities. First, a look at our growing areas weather for today, this Tuesday. Joining us in the weather office is AM 580's Mike Sola. Good morning, Mike.
Well, good morning, Tom. First off, we're going to start talking with the weather well to our south. Tropical storm Edouard has made landfall and never reached hurricane strength, and it will bring some rain, some heavy rain and gusty winds to southeastern Texas, southwestern Louisiana, but the mostly hot, dry weather is going to persist to areas just to the north, and that rain could be up in the 4 to 5 inch category along some of the coastal areas, and as it moves inland across portions of eastern and northeastern Texas, that is going to be beneficial rainfall to an area that has been moisture starved for much of the season. So beneficial rains from tropical storm moving in to the southern plains. Meanwhile, things are drying out across the northern plains, and in the northwestern portion of the corn soybean belt, things are starting to get excessively dry, and unless they can generate a few showers across portions of South Dakota and in through Nebraska, maybe even western Iowa, they could start to see some concerns there for dryness. And it's a little odd talking about dryness in western Iowa, considering all the rain they had previously, all the flooding they had, but that was mainly central Iowa. The hot, dry weather across Kansas and Missouri starting to give way to a little bit of cooling. The intense thunderstorms produced torrential rainfall, hail, damaging winds from southern Wisconsin through northern Indiana, obviously northern Illinois, southwestern Michigan. Rainfall amounts some up to as much as 4 inches across that region. The area around the Chicago and just south of Chicago look to be the wettest areas. High temperatures were in the 100 to 107 degree range from northeastern Kansas in through much of Missouri, upper 90s in Missouri. Highs were in low to middle 90s in southern Nebraska and in through western Illinois and Kentucky. Most other areas in the 80s with some 70s to the north. A little more concern for that dry weather in the northwestern Corn Belt, especially considering the forecast for the next 2 weeks shows a below normal trend for precipitation, with the bullseye of that driest weather pushing into northeastern Iowa, extreme northern Illinois, and across much of Wisconsin and the western half of lower Michigan. So it looks like drier weather and seasonable temperatures will start to take shape across a good portion of the northern belt. The southern section still looking for some rainfall and near to just slightly above average in areas just south of the Ohio River. In the west, they're getting some monsoon showers. That'll dot the Four Corners region and the Great Basin, in contrast to the mostly dry weather that favors the field work across the northwestern states, where small grain harvesting is starting to take place. Again, on the plains, the hot weather will linger across the southern half of the region. Highs today will reach up to around 105. Scattered showers and thunderstorms starting to affect Nebraska. Warm, dry weather favors the small grain harvest on the northern plains. And again, in the Corn Belt, the cooler weather is starting to spread across the upper Midwest and will start to take shape across the rest of the Corn Belt by the end of the week. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
Thanks, Mike. Let's take a look now at overnight trade in Kansas City. September wheat opened at 7.98 up 2. Last traded down 7. December 8.22 unchanged. Last trade down 8. And the Minneapolis September spring wheat contract opened at 8.40 last night up down 2. Last trade down 7. Now on the CME Group in Chicago, September wheat opened at 7.58 overnight down 3 quarters. Last traded down 11 and 3 quarters. December 7.84 up a quarter. Last trade down 11 and 3 quarters. March 8.12 up 4.5. Last trade down 12 and a half. And May wheat 8.12 and a half down 9 and a quarter on the open. Last trade down 9 and a quarter. July wheat for next year 8.32 and 3 quarters down 1. Last traded down 26 and 3 quarters cents. September corn opened overnight at 5.32 and a half down 3. Last trade down 16 and a quarter. December 5.53 and a quarter down 2 and a quarter. Last trade off 16 and a quarter again. March corn 5.75 down 3 quarters. Last trade down 15 and 3 quarters. May 5.86 and a half down 1 and a half. Last trade down 14 and 3 quarters. And July corn for next year 5.98 and 3 quarters down 3 quarters. Last trade down 14 and a half. In the bean complex, August opened at 12.74 and a quarter, down 12 and 3 quarters on the open. Last traded down 42 and a quarter cents overnight. September beans, 12.75 and a quarter, down 10 and a quarter. Last trade down 36 and a quarter. November, 12.84 and a quarter, down 10 and 3 quarters. Last traded down 35. January beans, 13.01 and a quarter, down 11 and 3 quarters. Last traded down 35 and a quarter. March, 13.17 and 3 quarters, down 10 and a quarter. Last trade down 36. And May beans for next year, 13.23, down 15. Last traded down 38 and 3 quarters. August soybean meal, overnight, 3.52.90, down 110. Last traded down 6.90. September, 3.45.90, down 2.50. Last traded down 7.70. August bean oil, 53.67, down 43. Last trade down 1.83. September, 54.32, down 1. Last traded down 1.48. Joining us with a pre-opening call now is Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Tom.
Well, we're seeing a little bit more free falling, I suppose. Anything to check the downward slide?
Not at the moment. The weather forecasts have been good. We've had more rain than expected. We continue to have funds just saying get me out, and anybody else that was long in a get me out mode. So lack of any reason to buy. Continued better conditions in crops and expectations of a huge crop on the August 12th report.
Any resistance level that you're looking at?
Not really. Some people think we might bounce a little, but if it does, there will be more selling of it. We're expecting corn down to $5.25, maybe $5 nearby. On beans, we're still looking at another dollar or two lower.
How about outside markets? What kind of role are they playing in this?
Outside markets are all negative, and the energies are negative, the metals are negative, and the dollar is higher. So those are all negative for grain prices.
What's leading the commodities leading today, you think?
I think the beans, again, will lead. They were down 35, 36 overnight, and they're expected to be that way this morning. Corn's expected to be down 14 to 16, and wheat down 9 to 12. The world has right now a lot of the supply it needs. Asia, if China isn't buying anything now due to the Olympics. They pre-bought. That might have helped boost it earlier. So they aren't going to buy anything for the next month to keep their ports open for the Olympics. And just everything is negative everywhere you look.
Is there an expectation that that's going to recover, that you'll see a change in the prices once the Olympics are over?
I think that they will come back and be a regular buyer. But they tried to get as much as they could in there ahead of time so there'd be plenty of supply, also so that their ports would be open and that people could, you know, not see clogged ports.
All right, and your calls once again?
Calls are soybeans 30 to 35 lower, corn 14 to 16 lower, and wheat 10 to 12 lower.
All right. Thanks a lot, Pete.
Thank you, Tom.
Pete Manhart is with Bates Commodities in Normal. The Dow right now is up 130 points at 11,414. This is WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3 Urbana. Our next report is the opening commodity market report coming up at 9:49 this morning. I'm Tom Rogers. BBC News is next at 9 Central.